Hey, everybody, it's Joe Trippi, and welcome back to That Trippi Show. We've had a lot of great guests over the past few weeks, and I hope you'll give a lot of those shows a listen, because I think they really make the case that we've been making about autocracy versus democracy. And I want to thank you all for listening and helping us grow and spread the word. I hope you'll keep doing that. There's a ton happening this week, so let's get right into it, Alex. What do you have for us now?
Joe, I think we really got to start with Joe Biden. He gave that great speech a couple days ago in Philly, focusing really on, it was supposed to be on voting rights, but I think he's been listening to our podcast because that was a lot of democracy versus autocracy in that speech. What stood out to you?
Well, first of all, it sure was, but it's not just us. It is our friends, on the Leakin Project podcast. I think a lot of people are starting to get it, that it is autocracy versus democracy, that it's not right versus left, Democrats versus Republicans. First of all, this has been a discussion that's been going on in a lot of corners. But I started having it with Stuart Stevens and Stephen Schmidt.
Way back at this point.
Yeah. But it's why I decided to join the Lincoln Project in the first place, is because we got to all come together and recognize it's not any of that stuff. It really is all of us versus this autocratic movement that's just taken the Republican Party, taking it over. I'm seeing more of that in the way that the press is starting to cover this, which is really important. And I think we saw it in the president's speech. You're absolutely right. I mean, it wasn't just about voting rights. He clearly laid out the stakes for why we need legislation, why we need to fight on voting rights, why that we need to call out. And he did call out the big lie. He had a different tone, I think, than Democrats have been using up till now, finally. I mean, finally, we needed somebody, it's the president of the United States, it's starting to articulate it. And he did go straight after the authoritarian movement and called it out. And we need more of that from corporate America, from the press corps, it's the people who listen to us and are listening, I mean, to these other podcasts, and it's spreading the word. I mean, the biggest problem we have is this delusion that we still are in this two-party world, when in reality, it's not two parties anymore. It's an autocratic movement. And I think the more people tell one more friend, send this podcast onto a coworker or a family member, or if not this one, someone else, it's to spread this message, to make sure the ground that we're fighting on is clear to everyone, democracy versus autocracy. And the president did that, I think.
Well, he really, if you listen to the speech live, it took him a little bit to get going on that, because he started with kind of the same old, and I don't know about you, but he made it, liberals made a big deal about this speech. And he kind of started off just talking about voting rights and some of the same language you've been hearing. And then all of a sudden, I think he threw down a line that was like, this is the most significant threat to our democracy since the Civil War. And then it was like off.
Yeah, it is. It is. And he said it. Yep. And that's what I've been saying. That's what Steve Schmidt's been saying. That's what a lot of people have been saying. But it's part of this. It's what a lot of our listeners and our friends out there and supporters have been saying. And I think it's their voices that is starting to get through. It's starting to connect. And clearly the president's heard it and is starting to talk about it as well. So that's all good, or at least the speechwriters have. We'll see. It's really important. And I think the line that stuck out to me was, have you no shame, which goes straight to the McCarthy era. I don't think that was an accident. I mean, I think that's, and it's one of the lines in the president's speech that is getting covered, I think, a lot in the press. And it's true. Have you no shame? Greg Abbott, have you no shame? Down in Texas. I mean, it is really important that we drive that message through. And to hear it coming from the president of the United States to say this is the most significant threat to our democracy since the Civil War, that's really important to happen. And my fear, one of the reasons I joined the Lincoln Project, one of the reasons I wrote that op-ed in USA Today, was because my fear was people would get to this and the Biden administration would sort of seek out this sense of normalcy and not recognize or not give voice to what the threat really is. And so for them to do it, for the president to do that, to make it so clearly what this really is, democracy versus autocracy, I think was a very big step in moving forward and calling these people out.
Well, and it's not like, to me, he almost kind of, it sounded more real coming from him because he's been so, I don't want to say hesitant, but so measured with everything else he's put out.
Well, you know, that's true, but that's where I came from. I mean, come on, Alex, how many of these damn shows did I do?
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, with Doug Jones and the need to find common ground and come together and reach across the aisle. Gosh, do I fervently believe that and wish it were true. But I finally, you know, came to the conclusion it's not true. It's just not. And that was what was so reassuring about the words that the president spoke, because, it takes a while to realize that we're this delusion that these two parties need to work together. That's all true. But when one party is an authoritarian movement, you can't negotiate with that.
Right.
You know, so I think that's really sinking in at the very top. And that's really positive to us having a shot at waking up people. And everybody who's listening, that's one thing all of us can do is to make sure one friend, one coworker, one family member, one more gets the message that that's what this is really about. And whether that's encouraging to listen to this podcast or the Lincoln Project podcast or articles that you send to them, but continue to move this message. And that's what I think has been effective. It's obviously moved beyond this and other podcasts and op-eds that we've written and others have written to actually start finding some turf out there, some leverage that's starting to get a bigger response, and the president of the United States talking about it, which I think is great.
Right. And you should go listen to that speech if you haven't. And I don't want to read you too much of it, but he literally said, are you on the side of democracy or autocracy? But what he kind of got a little bit towards, Joe, what you've been talking about, which I think a lot of people are still missing, which is the how he thinks we have to solve it. And he said, we have to forge a coalition of Americans of every background and political party, advocates, students, faith leaders, labor leaders. And this is what I think he hit that no one else other than you and Lincoln and a few others have hit so far, and business executives to raise the urgency of this movement.
Absolutely. That's the whole thing. Everybody has to understand you're either on the side of the authoritarian movement or you're part of the pro-democracy coalition to stop it and preserve government of, for, and by the people, and so it survives for another generation. It's a great experiment that we've been conducting this country for a long time, and corporate America needs to understand that it's not that this, I mean, this normalized, hey, I'm corporate, we straddle both parties, we give to both sides, we cover our butts. Well, that's how corporate America, I think, is thinking, wrongly. And if corporate America was thinking, no, what this really is an autocratic movement that's trying to take down the democracy. And we, as a company, need to take sides here. We either need to be for the authoritarian movement and fund it, which several of them unwittingly, I hope, are doing, but will change, as Toyota did this week after the Lincoln Project took them on. Or we're going to be on the side with the people of the country who are part of a growing pro-democracy coalition. That's what I'm about. That's why I joined the Lincoln Project. And that's why all of you spreading the message, getting it to your friends, neighbors, family members is so important. We've got to make people aware that's the fight.
Joe, obviously we saw what the president's been doing. Where do other Democrats at this point go from here, especially given the news about their moving forward with the January 6th investigation?
Look, I think at every level we need to fight. We need to fight with everything we have against the voter suppression laws that are being passed by Republicans in the state legislatures. We have to push for corporate America and understand the stakes and that this isn't straddling two parties. It's a fight for the future of our democracy and whose side are they on. I think we have to get our friends and neighbors and family members to see the 2022 election in that frame, not a fight over which smear on critical race theory the Republicans are pushing and getting into that. You know, that's, I mean, we can have a fight about that, about building a wall, about all the things that they're going to do to sort of hype up people's fear and loathing and spite and division. Or we can force the ground that we're fighting on to be the real ground. Autocratic movement versus democracy. I think there are a lot of Americans. We can disagree on, Matt Lewis and I were on his podcast recently. We had a whole lot of policy differences, but we both are part of this pro-democracy coalition because in the end, if we lose that, if we lose our to the autocratic movement that Trump's leading, we lose everything, freedom of the press, the right to vote. All these things are under attack right now, and that's more important than any of our policy differences.
What do you think about the decision by the Democrats to get some Capitol Police testifying in this 1-6 commission? Does that seem like a smart play?
Hell yeah. I mean, one of the things I think, you know, we've talked about it, I think every one of the 147 should have an add up, you know, as soon as somebody puts the money together, maybe the Lincoln Project can, and I'll help. Obviously, that's why I joined. But to put an officer on the air in their district saying they say they're for pro police, pro cop, but I had their back, they didn't have mine. They voted against a commission to find out what really happened to me and everybody else on January 6th, and to our democracy, you know, and run that with the members' picture, with their vote, and condemn them for it, and call out their hypocrisy. I think, in the commission, I think that's a really smart move. But I also think politically, it would be very important as we get closer to the election to make sure that there are ads in these traitors' districts where there's an officer saying, I had their back. I did everything I could to defend them. And they claim they have my back. It's bullshit. They don't have democracy's back. They don't have your back. Make sure you remove them from office.
Joe, you bring up that kind of law enforcement message, and I think that will resonate in a lot of these districts, especially these Republican districts. And one place right now that obviously is fairly leading Republican still is Texas. And if you've been following, it is just a mess right now. A couple weeks ago, we thought we had a big win when Senate Democrats managed to kill that really awful voter suppression bill they were trying to pass. But obviously, since then, the GOP has rebounded with quite a vengeance.
Well, Abbott responded, you know, and called the special session. But the Democrats, one more time, staged a pretty amazing
A flyout.
Yeah, but it's a protest. That's what I'm saying. The press covers this as they're fleeing Texas. No, they're protesting a attempt to suppress the most sacred right we all have as Americans and as and Texans, the right to vote. And they're protesting that being taken away. So it's a protest. And I think it's a pretty amazing one. It calls a lot of attention to what this authoritarian movement is doing and how Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, is how far they'll go. And, you know, Stuart Stevens continues to remind me that we all lack enough imagination exactly how far this movement is willing to take it. Like we shouldn't have learned that lesson on January 6th. But now they're doing it, by literally trying to take the votes of millions of Americans away. Seems to be, coincidentally, people of color who are most under attack by these new rules. So these Texas Democrats who left the state to go to Washington, coincidentally, by the way, did so days before the president's speech on voting rights. I see a little coincidental thing going on there, but they did. And they brought exactly at the right moment with their protests the focus of the country to what's wrong with all this. On an issue, by the way, that most Americans overwhelmingly
agree with.
And sort of laid it out right before the president, a day or two before the president goes to give this incredible speech calling out autocracy versus democracy, lies versus truth. I mean, there are so many good things about his speech, but my point is, I think that the protest that these Democrats did, look, they know what the risk is. It's not a risk. They're going to be arrested eventually, sooner or later.
Right.
Abbott is going to arrest them. And he said so much. So, you know, John Lewis talked about, you know, always getting in good trouble. This is good trouble that these Democratic legislators have gotten themselves into, but at a very important, sending a very important message to the country that the country, by and large, overwhelmingly supports the rights of people to vote. They don't want these suppression laws. The president is now speaking to it. They've called out, it helped him call out the authoritarian movement that is creating these laws and this push that's very anti-American, not democratic at all. And I think we're coming to a place here soon where I don't know if it'll be, you know, whether it's the filibuster having a special exemption for voting rights, or whether we can get the votes to do something here. But something's going to fall, I think. Something is clearly going to fall. The pressure's there. And by the way, everybody here who's been working this, who's been, you know, taking action, whether it was calling Toyota and saying stop giving to the insurrection caucus or some of the other things that happened in the last week, is the more we grow this pro-democracy movement, the more you encourage others to join us, the bigger and more powerful that movement is in taking on this authoritarian movement that threatens our democracy.
Well, Texas is a really interesting case, Joe, especially because it's been kind of ground zero for all the corporate stuff lately too. Obviously, Toyota's North American headquarters is in Plano, Texas. But I think this broke as we'd been recording this, but Accountable broke that even though they said they'd stop, AT&T just wrote, I think, $100,000 check to Greg Abbott's PAC. And I think it was on the same day.
The same day he called a special session to pass the voter suppression law bill. I mean, this is incredible. And AT&T, There are thousands and thousands of employees of AT&T in the state of Texas, where their headquarters is, who, by the way, those voter suppression laws will inhibit those AT&T employees' ability to vote. Not to mention the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands more in Texas who are customers of AT&T, whose sacred right to vote, I might add, is being suppressed. And so, which not to mention all of us, many of us around the world, around the country here who have DirecTV or have AT&T as our cellular company. Lots and lots of people are customers of a company that just gave $100,000 to Greg Abbott, who is threatening to arrest threatening to arrest protesters in support of voting rights. By the way, this did happen before. John Lewis, a whole lot of people protested, got their heads bashed in, right? Because they were protesting in support of the right of all of us Americans to vote. These 50 or so Democrats are risking arrest. That's probably the worst that will happen to them, hopefully, but for the same reason. And why? Greg Abbott is going to arrest. I mean, think about this for a second, America. This is insanity. This isn't the 1960s. This is 2021. But he's a hostage. Greg Abbott is a freaking hostage. Donald Trump and his authoritarian movement has taken over what used to be the Republican Party. So Greg Abbott, to show fealty, to make sure that the other crazy nut Trumpies that might be running against him in his reelection for Texas governor, he's got to show them, he's got to show us all, no, he's the real thing. He's nuttier than all of them. This is the whole problem in Washington right now. This is the whole reason I joined the Lincoln Project. Why? Because Joe Manchin, I was one of them. Hey, let's work across party lines. Let's try to talk to these people. Let's try to get things done. Let's find some common ground. You can't find common ground with people with a gun to their head. They're hostages. Or worse, you're either dealing with people who are leading the authoritarian movement in the House and the Senate, and there's 147 of them and it's growing, or you're talking to a hostage, one of the two. And neither way you can do that and keep trying to get things done. So now Joe Biden, Joe Manchin, a whole lot of Democrats in the Senate, they look, we got to give those people room to try to find the 50 votes here or enough votes there to get something done and hopefully pick off, you know, we're down to two, count them, Adam Kinzinger and Cheney in the House. We're down to two, but reach out and get as much of that as you can on the common ground front. They got to, because they're governing. They're trying to get things done for all of us. But all of us, to stop this garbage, have to form that pro-democracy coalition. If it's not with me and others, Democrats and Republicans joining with the Lincoln Project, there's other great groups out there. But we got to get active now. We cannot let up. Get another friend. Send the link to this podcast on to a neighbor, a family member. But we have to make people understand what the true threat is.
Staying on the Texas subject for a second, I did want to just touch on a point that you and I had been talking about right before the show about why these types of campaigns and why everyone spreading the word and generating the pressure is so important.
Well, look, the movement, the authoritarian movement, wants to keep us divided, all of us, whether that's a division within the Democratic Party, whether it's a division between on race, everything is to divide. there are outside forces that mitigate against that division. Anything that breaks down this left-right Democrat versus Republican. So sports teams obviously do that, right? Companies are not seen, you know, as sort of partisan. If anything, they're sort of seen as more aligned with Republicans, you know, for pro-business, tax cuts, those kinds of things. For them to understand, and look, we all understand that, but that's in a world where there's two functional, a Republican Party and a Democratic Party. It's not one that you, a position you can take to straddle those when one has been taken over by an authoritarian movement and all of us need to join together in a pro-democracy coalition to take it on. So when a company, I think a lot of corporations out there right now still see this as a period of, hey, normal operation, we give to some on this side, we give to some on the other side. I think if every company in this country perceived the threat for what it really is, that it's autocracy versus democracy, there's not one of them that would be giving to the insurrectionist 147, any of them. Why? Because, hey, as I think Stuart Stevens said to me today, would you rather be a CEO of a company in the United States or a CEO of a company in Russia? Same in China. You don't want to be, you know, corporate America knows exactly what would happen under an autocracy. They, like a lot of Americans, can't perceive of that happening in America. The problem with that is, yeah, well, a whole lot of people said that Donald Trump can't get elected in America. He did. A whole lot of people said January 6th can't happen in America. It did. A whole lot of people are now saying, oh, yeah, trippy, autocratic movement. Yeah, right. That'll never happen in America. Wrong, friends. Wrong. We all know that's exactly how democracy dies. And so I think that we all, again, vigilance, sound the alarm, gets friends, neighbors, family members to join this movement and to basically spread the word. You know, I was on Don Lemon on CNN 3 or 4 nights ago. We had a first real good exchange about the autocratic movie. You saw the president of the United States talking about it. That's the ground we need to fight on. And we need to make sure that corporate America, that AT&T down in Dallas, Texas, knows that's what this fight is about. I think I'm positive that if AT&T understood, if the C-suites across corporate America understood what the stakes really are, and not just whether we're going to get tax cuts or not, or whether we're, you know, all that stuff we can fight about later on. And God knows I've had those fights with Stuart Stevens and the guys on the other side of the Lincoln Project. But we all, one of the reasons I agree, wanted to join was because those fights, hopefully we can have, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years down the line. But there's only one fight worth having right now. And that's the fight to stop this autocratic movement and Donald Trump and those and the liars and cowards who enable it and who keep doing that because, you know, they want power and they'll do it for whatever means they can. We have to stop that. It's only you. It's only each and every one of us joining the pro-democracy coalition in our own way. I've done what I've, you know, what I decided to do and somehow dragged Alex along with me. But each of you, I hope, will do what you can to stop this.
We really all have to do what we can. And we'll get into that in a future episode. We've gotten a lot of great reader questions the last couple of weeks, especially in kind of feedback to all the recent episodes that we've done. We'll get to those, we promise. We're keeping track. We've got a couple of good ones lined up, hopefully, for next week. But, Joe, that's basically all the time we've got tonight.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back next Friday at the usual time. As always, please subscribe and leave a review on Apple or wherever you listen. Again, I can't tell you how important it is to keep spreading this message. We need to get people to understand what the stakes are. It's not left, right. It's not Democrat versus Republican. It's autocracy versus democracy. The more we get this conversation going and get others to not just listen, but to pay attention and to become active, the better chance we have in November of 2022 and the better chance we have of saving our democracy. Look, we want your questions. We will get to them. You can send them to thattrippyshow@gmail.com or leave us a question and reviews on iTunes. And we'll see you next Friday. Thanks so much for listening.